Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be with you. It's nice to see so many of you. To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. Ruth and I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. May the Lord bless you and your entire family in a marvelous and miraculous way. Today, we want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read from verse 10 right up to verse 20. Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10 right up to verse 20. It reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand at the against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And now we have the believer's resource, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are thankful for the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we can come together again to lift him up. For lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah. What a savior. What a shepherd. What a sovereign. And so today, Lord, save some souls who would hear the word of God. Restore your children back unto thee. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be accepted unto thee, O Lord, who is our strength and our redeemer. Amen. This epistle, we are told, reminds us of the experience within the ascension. In other words, we are raised in the ascension and seated beside the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is exactly how God sees us. He sees us in the ascension in heaven, as well as he sees us on earth. So we have a double citizenship. Now we would notice throughout the whole chapter, the word Lord, or the Lord Jesus Christ, about 7 or 8 times. The Apostle Paul is showing to us the Lordship of Christ, and that the battle is the Lord's. Because you will notice, after the duties of children, the duties of fathers, the duties of servants, the duties of masters, then here we see a battle in each department, in each area. There's a battle. Throughout this epistle, he spoke of the greatness of the purpose of God in Christ, of the glory of his high calling, and the life that should follow from him. There is a standard that we see in Ephesians. In chapter 1, there's the blessings of Christ indwelling. In chapter 2, there's the blessings of Christ incoming. In chapter 3, there's the blessings of Christ enabling. In chapter 4, there's the blessings of Christ uniting. In chapter 5, there's the blessings of Christ infilling. And then in chapter 6, we have all of the blessings, which is the sum total found in our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul is showing to us where there's going to be a battle among the Christian community of God's people, and that there's going to be a battle among families today. And then in his Christian life, there was a battle. Oh, what a battle it was in his life. And so, my beloved, you and I, we are in a battle. The Lord's battle. The battle belongs to the Lord's. The victory belongs to the Lord. The Lord must get the victory. And you and I, we've got to maintain and sustain that victory that Jesus Christ has won at the cross of Calvary. It is so important that we get to understand that. And so in every area of our Christian life, we're going to be challenged by the forces of evil. Satan is slick and sly, and Satan is going to come at us in different areas of Christian living. But bear this in mind. The word of God says, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Notice, we must be strong in the Lord. It means he has made us powerful. We are powerful people of God. And because of that, we must prevail. We must prosper. Because of that, we've got to have perfect perception, perfect poise, and perfect preservation. We've got to have perfect balance, because we are powerful. The Lord has made us powerful. Our power is in the Lord. We cannot empower ourselves. We have no strength to do so. But the Lord, he has empowered us. And it is important that we recognize the lordship of the Lord throughout this chapter as you read it in your spare time. My brethren, he says, finally, I'm about to close this epistle. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are serving an almighty God, mighty to save. Thank God he has saved us, secured us. We are sure. We are safe. He has given us a standing in grace, says Romans chapter 5. Our standing is sturdy, is steady. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to strive, because we have a standing in one who is unmovable, unbreakable, the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand in his grace. We are strong in the Lord. Thank God for the Lord. Jehovah Shebeer, the Lord of hosts. Praise God. And because of that, enemies must tremble before God's people. Bear that in mind, my dear brothers and sisters. Because we are strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Because he is El Shaddai, God Almighty, who is mighty to save. We are unshakable. We are unbreakable. We are unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor shall never be in vain. And so praise God that we rejoice in the strength of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. We bless God for that. We are told in the book of Acts that Saul increased in strength and confound those in Damascus, those Jewish people, proving that this is the very Christ that he once defied, that he once challenged. But blessed be God who stopped on the road of Damascus, and God marvelously and miraculously saved this ringleader who was an enemy of the cross, and God turned his life around. And the Bible tells us God gave him strength, power, and his life was indeed a powerful life. He told Timothy, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Thank God that we are strong in the grace. It is in Christ Jesus. Mark you, we do not initiate that. Jesus initiate that. Praise God. And so we have a standing in grace that no one, the enemy can't move us. The enemy can't touch us. The enemy cannot enter into us. The enemy can pressure us if we allow it. If we give him the leeway, only so. But thank God, once we are devoted to God, listen carefully, once we are separated to God, that's the secret of our power in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our devotion and separation. It is important, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we live that life of devotion, that life of separation, that we may be overcomers every single day as we live. It is said concerning Abraham that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God Almighty, in that he believed God was able to accomplish his promises. So, my dear brothers and sisters, here we see the word of God that gives us preparation in our devotion and separation. It's a day-by-day devotion, a day-by-day separation. Yesterday's devotion and separation won't do for today. Today is a fresh start, praise God. And we come to uplift the Lord Jesus Christ in the beauty of holiness. Now, the church and the armor of God. Here we see the church militant. There's the church triumphant in heaven, but the church militant on earth. That tells you and I that we are in a battle. We are at war. It is called the angelic conflict. The angelic conflict has to do with a conflict that is inward as well as outward. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we've got to make certain that inwardly we are filled with doctrine, and that outwardly we are ready to battle. We're ready to fight. The soldiers of Christ, put on your whole armor, says one of the writer of the hymns. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies through his eternal Son. And then he says, from strength to strength, go on, wrestle and fight and pray, and lead the powers of darkness down and win the well-fought day. So we've got to put on the whole armor of God. Just like the Roman soldiers, the panoplia, the whole armor of God, heavily armored soldiers, as we see in the scriptures. It is very important, my dear brothers and sisters, that we follow this trend of thoughts at this particular time. Actually, it is called the armament of light, which is a stronger expression. You and I, we are servants of light. We are children of light. We were born in darkness. That was our status quo, because of our foreparents who totally disobeyed God. But blessed be God, because we encountered Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior, our status now is not darkness, but light. So we put on the armament of light, so that our light may be powerful, effective, penetrated into dark hearts, that the world may see, in spite of the virus which we are experiencing today, that there is great hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that all of these pestilences and diseases that comes our way, mark you, is no problem to us at all, and that it's a means that God is using to talk to people, to catch people's attention, as well as the attention of the child of God. It is so important, my dear brothers and sisters. God is speaking to us that we may awake to righteousness, to open up our eyes, to awake from sleeping, temporal death. Many believers are temporarily dead because they're sleeping. No, here is the word from the Apostle Paul. Awake to righteousness. Put on the armor of light, my brothers and sisters. Put it on so that we may become effective in our witness as we challenge people wherever they are. And so here we have a beautiful description of the realm of light, where the church is militant. As soldiers of the cross, listen to these thoughts. Soldiers train. Soldiers fall in line. Soldiers prepare for battle. Soldiers are always present. Soldiers are always on guard. Soldiers must never be caught off guard, but lift our guards every single day. Mount guard. Be always on guard. Soldiers must not lay back in the tent, because should soldiers lay back in the tent, it gives the enemy the easy way to enter the tent and slaughter the soldier as Eglon in the book of Jude was in his tent relaxing. No, soldiers do not relax. There's no time to relax. No, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a time when we ought to be on fire, the current call of the day. If for God's people to fear God and fight sin, when all God's people are enthusiastically moving together to fight against the forces of evil, it makes life easy for all of us because we are all in the battle. We find some of God's people today are in the battle. They're always in the battle. And others are looking after the cattle. Leave the cattle alone. Leave the cattle alone and get into the battle. And after we are through with the battle, then we can go back toward the cattle and the children and feed them. But it's so important, my dear brothers and sisters, that we make certain that we put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We stand firm against the wiles of the devil. We are told in the scriptures to resist the devil. That's what it means by stand. Do not assist the devil, though the devil will insist upon his attacks. We've got to stand firm. Notice carefully, it's a standing, a firm standing. It's not a movement, it's not a marching, but a standing. There are times when we have to stand and defend. Now listen, it's against the wiles of the devil, the schemes of the devil, the tricks of the devil, the smartness of the devil. We have got to know the devil's tricks. How do we know the devil's tricks? We know it from the word of God, from Genesis right through to the book of Revelation. Brothers and sisters, anywhere we see Satan's name in the scriptures or the devil in the scriptures or the adversary, notice it is always a battle, a constant battle. Satan wants to throw every soldier from the combat. If Satan can only get us to relax and to fall into a relapse, but we are not going to, like Eliezer of old, one of David's captain. He tightened the grip on the sword. He tightens the grip on the sword. He was in a battle. He went on wearily, wondrously, warily. And the Bible tells us God gave him a victory. There is no such thing as retire, but refire. God don't want us to be temporarily dead. He stay alive so that we can nourish up and build up one another in the most holy faith. So that, my beloved, we're able to ward off all of Satan's tricks, all of Satan's wiles and schemes. It is so important. He gives us the ability to stand against all enemies, the ability to withstand all attacks, the ability to quench every fiery dart of Satan. He's going to come with all kinds of evil methods and means and plans. He wants to deceive us and trap us and enslave us and ruin the souls of men. And you know, a man's method of damning the soul can be carnal weapons. So here we look at another set of thoughts For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Notice, we're not wrestling against one another. We're not fighting against one another. The man of God must not strive. We're not going to fight each other in the kingdom. We're going to unite together and we're going to march forward with the word of our God. We're going to champion the cause of our God. And so, my beloved, by the grace of our God, our weapons are spiritual, mark you, not carnal. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Right now, we are wrestling against these people who are demon-possessed and fighting against God and God's people, who think they can shut us up. This is the whole idea. We do not really have a clear-cut understanding of these powers and principalities and rulers of the darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness. But one thing we know, Satan is in charge of them. And they may be found in government. They may be found in philosophers, professors. But one thing we are told, to be on guard. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. The whole, not the half armor, but the whole. Old man Caleb said to Joshua, Hebron belongs to my tribe. I have wholly followed the Lord. And Moses promised me that piece of land, Hebron. I am strong at 85, as well as I was strong at 40. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's no giving up. There's revival for survival. Praise God. Okay. There's still hope, brothers and sisters. So take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, today may be an evil day for you and I. We don't know. Satan may throw something at us from someplace. Any day can be an evil day. That is why it's important to start the day off right in our devotion and separation. And so here we see the word of God, having done all to stand. We're still standing. You can't break us. No. Lock, stock, and barrel. Line, hook, and sinker. We're still standing. You can't move God's people, because our stand is in the grace of God. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Yes, this is the belt of truth, my dear brothers and sisters. It is so important that you and I know the truth of God's precious word. And it is important that we wrap that belt of truth around us, for that truth with protection. Behold, David says, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Psalm 51:6. So my beloved, make certain that we know what we believe, because there are those who are telling us, the politicians, what is truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the truth. And we ought to all speak the truth in Christ Jesus and to one another. We've got to stand up on truth. And so we see where we've got to put on the whole armor of God, that we're able to stand on the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We have taken to the whole armor of God, that we're able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand there, having your lion's girth about your truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. This is speaking of practical righteousness, living right day by day, not imputed righteousness that we received as salvation, but practical righteousness. And the word of God says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. 1 Corinthians 15:34. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17. And then we read, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thank God that we must have heart preparation, head preparation, hand preparation, heel preparation with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the gospel is still changing lives. Sinners out there, turn your life to Christ. Be born to call him blessed today. Let him give you peace. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God will give you peace. God will give you quietness. The gospel of peace. He has given us beautiful feet to climb the mountains and the valleys and preach. And then he says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Thank God for the shield of faith, my beloved. The word of God says, but God commended his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My brothers and sisters, the first set of armor was the defensive armor for protection. But the one piece of armor we're going to come to as we go down. But the shield of faith covers all of the armor. And it intercepts discouragement. It intercepts doubt. And from a child I was known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15-17. It intercepts deception. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. It intercepts destruction. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27-29. And then we have the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. It covers the head, the mind, the heart. Praise God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, our mental attitude towards God's service, towards the scriptures, is as a man think, so is he. We think like Christ. We have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is the word of God. And the word of God protects everything. It gives us an appropriate answer for every phase of life. And the Bible tells us that we ought to have the helmet of salvation. Finally, the one piece of offensive weapon, and that is for conquest. the sword of the Spirit. It's the weapon of attack. Jesus said to the devil, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." The word of God is indispensable. It is incorruptible. It is indestructible. The word of God is infallible. The word of God is inspirable. Praise God for the word of God. Psalm 19, check it all out, and you'll see for yourselves, my dear brothers and sisters. And so we notice with the Lord Jesus Christ, he used three texts against Satan's three tests. He used the scriptures. We have to use the scriptures, the whole word of God, and appropriate scriptures likewise. And so, my beloved, here we have one resource. It is not an armor. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch you thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And so we have to keep on praying for one another in this battle. We have given you so much and no more. Next week, we're coming, God willing, with another message. We want to give you a message on the entire clock of the world from the Bible. Next week, God willing. But until then, I want us to bow our heads in the word of prayer, and we see Jesus again as our commander in chief with a battalion of God's people, you and I. And we are called into this battle, and it's a day by day battle, a day by day victory, no one time victory. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we are thankful again for the word of God. We praise thee that thou hast spoken to us one more time. And we've got to do exploits for our God in this day and age when there seems to be so much letting go. Christians are throwing in the sponge. Oh God, are relaxing, retiring. Oh, Lord God Almighty, Jesus never relaxed his hold, nor recall his pledge, nor retrace his step. We praise thee. So cause us, Lord God Almighty, to know the word in the head, to store the word in the heart, to show the word in life, to show the word in the world. We pray thee that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be accepted unto thee, O Lord, who is our strength and our Redeemer. Amen and amen.